Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So to the flooding now. Heavy flooding making its way through the Mississippi Delta. We've been reporting on it all morning long, and we want to hear your stories. If you have some detail or even a picture to show us, you can download the iPhone app and send it to us via the takeaway.org. But call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. The Army Corps of Engineers, though, is right now deciding. They say they'll eventually have to open it, but they're deciding when to open a spillway near Baton Rouge, which could flood 25,000 people in some rural areas with severe flooding as a way of protecting the cities, including the low-lying city of New Orleans with all of its residents. Joining us now is a geotechnical engineer and consultant and a retired member of the Army Corps of Engineers, George Sills in Vicksburg, Mississippi. George, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's characterize, you are a pro with the Army Corps in the sense that you have over three decades of experience there, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
But you've also got 2 feet firmly planted in the floodwaters in the sense that some of your property could conceivably be in harm's way, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. That we have a house that's actually in an area that's the levee will start, it's not high enough, and water will start flowing over that levee in a few days.
So is it a foregone conclusion that that piece of property of yours will be flooded?
No, sir, it's not a conclusion. If the Corps has gone in there and reinforced that levee and tried to shore it up so as the water starts flowing across it, it won't erode. And if the levee holds and water just flows across it for this plan right now, about 4 or 5 days, the property that we have in that area will not flood. If the levee erodes away as the water's flowing across it, that property will have 4 feet of water inside the structure.
And this erosion is something that occurs, and you'll have to take me through the terminology here. What are those things called? The sand? There's sand knots or sand? You know,
sand boils.
Sand boils. Okay, so
right.
So they've been reporting that they're seeing some sand boils along some of the levees, even though they're holding right now. What's the situation as you understand it?
Now there are quite a number of sand boils up and down the region. It's of course this system is being loaded to a historic level, and those are. It's not a common. It's not good to have those. The systems
right.
ought to be designed so that those don't occur. But once they start occurring, then as long as crews get in there and place sandbags around them and control them so they're no longer moving material out from under the levee, they're dangerous, but they're not as dangerous as ones that are just left out there to themselves.
And literally, a sand boil is actually a sign that the current, the force of the water is actually boring a hole or eroding a hole somewhere along the levee structure, which could eventually weaken it, right?
Well, that's sort of correct. What causes those? You have the pressure of the water on the riverside, and it gets so high as it starts to flow through the soils beneath the levee, then it'll start moving the grains of the soil under there, and it'll find a little defect in the land side, a little crack, and it'll start moving pieces of the soil out. And that progression will work its way back up underneath the levee and out into the river. And when that occurs, you'll have a failure.
Now, George, you know, we've been in reporting this story and in thinking back to Katrina, you know, we're used to thinking of the Army Corps of Engineers as having this huge set of levers and spillways and doors they can open and close and sometimes even demolish structures to change the course of the river and control this mighty Mississippi River. In a situation like that, how do you keep from just thinking of the whole thing as a kind of a bathtub project and lose sight of the fact that there are human beings along the way?
Well, I will tell you, I worked for the Corps for 37 years, and they certainly understand the ramification of any actions that they take. The system has designed components, and each one of those components, and they're actually written into the legislation that said, hey, you can build this levee, and you can build it to this height. Oh, by the way, when the river reaches this height, in order to save this area, you have to open this spillway or or in other words, like up in Missouri, where they blew that levee, that's the same action that they were taking up there that they're considering taking when they open Morganza or Bonnie Carey floodways down in down around the New Orleans area.
Well, George, we're gonna move on, but I gather you don't envy having to make the decisions that some of your former colleagues are grappling with right now.
It's a very tough decision to put water in people's lives and homes.
George Sills, geotechnical engineer, consultant, retired 37-year member of the Army Corps of Engineers, speaking to us from Vicksburg, Mississippi, where he's watching his own property. George, thanks so much.
You're welcome.